You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Brown the County Village Board of Kimberly of Supervisors is meeting pulling tonight out to potentially of Valley Metro an Police Department to and instead piles in contracting Green Bay with the Outagamie County Sheriff's Power Plant Office.
As the village the explores county, the option, Rice, public listening sessions are scheduled to give the residents a chance to weigh in on the potential.
The sessions will be at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Monday, June 16th in the Kimberly Municipal Complex.
If
Kimberly does abandon the Fox Valley Metro PD, only Little Sheep will be served by that department. Combined locks left in 2017 to contract with the Outagamie Sheriff's Office.
Once again, we're under an unhealthy air quality advisory. It began around midnight and will continue until noon Wednesday. Melissa Kay reports.
Heavy surface smoke is moving into Wisconsin from the northwest. Air quality is unhealthy, and we could see spikes of very unhealthy as the front moves slowly from the northwest to southeast throughout the day. Sensitive groups should consider rescheduling outdoor activities. The DNR recommends going inside if you experience symptoms. People with asthma should have your asthma action plan in place and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease, keep an eye on symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue. The DNR advises everyone to keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms.
State Republicans are proposing an increase in state payments to individual municipalities to cover the expenses of providing services like fire, law enforcement, and sanitation to state buildings. Governor Tony Evers included a $17 million increase for the Municipal Services Payments Program in his proposed biennial state budget. However, Republican lawmakers are now proposing a $31 million increase. They say that individual municipalities should not be on the hook to provide services to the state without proper financial reimbursement. Meanwhile, in Oshkosh, the Common Council met with area legislators to urge them to increase the funding for the MSP to 100%, as opposed to its current 37.6% reimbursement. That leaves local property owners and businesses to cover the difference. Evers' solution would increase the MSP funding to 72%. Oshkosh is third behind Madison and Milwaukee for the number of state-owned buildings, including the Oshkosh Correctional Institution, UWO, and the Wisconsin Resource Center. Two Wisconsin counties, including one here in New Wisco and two cities, are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. But are they? Joanne Krulatz has that story.
Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Both vote heavily Democratic and have significant immigrant communities, but neither has any sort of formal declaration as a sanctuary city. Dane County and Shawano County in northeastern Wisconsin are also on the list. The Shawano County Administrator said its inclusion must have been a mistake. Shawano County voted 67% for President Donald Trump in 2024. The list of more than 500 sanctuary jurisdictions no longer appears in the Department of Homeland Security's website after receiving criticism for including localities that have actively supported the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies. The department last week published the list of the jurisdictions. It said each one would receive formal notification that the government has deemed them uncooperative with federal immigration enforcement. The list was published Thursday on the department's website. By Sunday, there was a page not found error message in its place.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. The threshold change will allow more families to access educational and health resources and to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services.
Here's a story you don't expect to hear coming out of Wisconsin, of all places, but Milwaukee is at the center of a federal case involving sending defense tech to China. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
The Eastern District of Wisconsin says two foreign nationals face indictment for plotting to export defense technology to China through Milwaukee. The two men allegedly tried to obtain and smuggle items like missiles and encrypted devices and discussed ways to conceal them for shipment overseas. They're also charged with stalking a U.S. dissident in the area who spoke out against China. The men remain in custody in Serbia while U.S. authorities work at extradition.
The new zoo says it looks like Louie has made the decision to be a wild river otter. You may remember he and his mate Ophelia escaped the zoo during a snowstorm on March 20th. He's never been repeatedly spotted in the same waterway or yard, making his trapping nearly impossible. The zoo will now concentrate on finding a new mate for Ophelia, who was captured and returned to the zoo.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, a lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelly, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight that, you know, sore hand or not, he's living up to his Player of the Week, you know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Schwabba. Mark Hamill is done, as Luke Skywalker, that is. The actor says no one should ever expect him to appear as Luke Skywalker again, in any way, shape, or form. Deadline reports that Hamill says the franchise should rely on new faces. He last appeared as Luke Skywalker as a mentor to Daisy Ridley's character Rey in The Last Jedi. He's probably serious, but as we've learned, a Jedi never really dies. Just 5 days until you can purchase Bathwater Bliss, also known as the Sydney Sweeney-inspired soap. What inspired it? The fact that there is a market for men who want soap that smells like her bathwater. Sweeney says it's a way to connect with her pre-vert fans, and let's be honest, it's a lot more intimate than an autograph. I'm not really sure whether or not the soap will get you clean, but I doubt her patrons are concerned about that. Sweeney, on the other hand, might be the cleanest person in the world, because if the soap sells like hotcakes, she'll be in the tub around the clock. Mmm, hotcakes. Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and The Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge-style on Netflix. No real big surprises at the box office last weekend, as last week's champion and runner-up remain the same, each showing about a 50% drop-off from opening weekend, which is pretty impressive. Lilo and Stitch came in first place again in the box office race at $63 million domestically, followed by Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning, which brought in $27 million at the gate. Disney is actually celebrating a milestone after this weekend, with the studio going over $1 billion for the year to date. This marks the 20th year in a row, with the exception of COVID in 2020, that the studio has brought in $1 million a year. The highest new release last weekend was The Karate Kid, which was hoping for about $25 million, but came in at $20 million. In fourth was another repeat offender, as Final Destination Bloodlines brought in $10.8 million, and horror film Bring Her Back was fifth with $7 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, we could get some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible later today through tonight. Our high today in the upper 70s to near 80. We'll drop to the mid to upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.